All right, praise the Lord. If you know my sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, just repeat after me with an unworded sinner's prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9. Okay. Hallelujah. Jesus, your name. It's amazing, your name. There is no name above the name of Jesus. There is such a strong anointing tonight, and we just thank you, Jesus, that as we praise your name, we worship you, that we can come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Well, do you want to start with the USP and KOG?
Of course. So let's all do a USP. Just repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
Praise the Lord. Now, those who know how to, please go ahead and do a Kingdom of God prayer on your own, please.
Thank you, Lord, that I impart to all of us the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God. The will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And we establish a kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us in Jesus' name. And the angels of God protect us with Psalms 91 and 23 and our daily protection prayers all the way above us through the heavens and all the way below us through the core of the earth and stops at the gates of hell and 360 degrees around us. And we thank you, Lord God, for a 4 foot to 10 foot personal space of protection around us, our vehicles, our homes, and for 150 miles, there'll be no disasters or any challenges to our communities in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that we also pray protection over our families and everything that pertains to us in any way, shape, or form in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and be reminded about God showing us that the dunamis dynamite resurrection power of God is inside of us so greatly that it's greater than any lightning storm. And we're eradicating whatever is not of the Lord in our lives, and demons, devils, and evil spirits flee from us because we operate in God's power in Jesus' name. And when we are doing our prayers tonight or affirmations, let's do that in the mindset with that dynamite power inside of us. That as we speak the word of God, which is a two-edged sword, it just comes out of us like a lightning bolt and just doing what God needs it to do, cutting through any demonic hindrances, any demonic limitations. And the angels of God are hastening to perform that word quickly in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so we're reviewing the mini scenarios that we revised last week, and want to go through some points again today and do it together. Why? Because as we're doing it together in unity with a prayer of agreement, and we're going to be speaking it over each other in the we form, that would be a triple whammy against the devil. And then we will have a greater result while we're doing this. So strategic warfare means you are no longer in defensive mode, but you are confronting the challenge head on in an offensive mode using a winning strategy. You are now in control, not the devil. So if you weren't here last week and you hadn't been taught mini scenarios part two before, you can look at that video that I'm still trying to catch up my backlog, but it should be posted soon so you can get a hold of that. We're just doing some highlights so we can move forward. And those of you that are doing the mini scenarios, I'm really going to encourage you to increase your spiritual warfare. If you are under attack in any way, shape, or form, or your loved one, so we have to increase how we go after the devil. That the devil's not used to people coming after him. Right, Pastor James?
No, he's usually on the attack, and he has a lot of people afraid. Fear is his biggest thing. But, you know, the word of the God is called the sword of the Spirit. That's an offensive weapon. So we use our offensive weapon, and I've always heard the phrase, good offense is a good defense. So by picking the offense, you have defense, because when they're running away from you, they can't be attacking you, okay?
It's kind of interesting. We've been doing so much spiritual warfare in Awake 6:33 a.m. that we've gone into the enemy's camp. And if you ever read Rick Joyner's, any of the trilogy of the Final Quest, or seen Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit or any of those movies like that about spiritual warfare, it's quite interesting that it's very right on that as we've been following Pastor James into the battlefield, the Lord has given us the gift of discerning of spirits, and the majority of us that when we're interceding, we're seeing play by play as we're in there like a movie and it's happening. And a lot of times when we go in the enemy's camp, they're surprised because they never think someone's going to be coming in. And we go in the armor of God. We go in our stealth mode. They don't know if it's Jesus in that armor or whoever it is. And we're destroying the enemy's camp and taking back what belongs to us in those spoils. So we're increasing that boldness, not sitting back and saying, I'm being attacked again. Oh no, I have to defend myself. No, we are going to stand up and we're going to not just push them back, but get rid of them in Jesus' name. And when they keep coming at you over and over and over and over, pretty soon when you keep counterpunching and then you start pushing and then you start going after them and then you start beating them up on a daily basis with the word of God, affirmation after affirmation after affirmation and prayer after prayer after prayer, pretty soon they're just going to leave you alone. Okay. And so of course, tithers, you have the tithers' rights for Jehovah Saba oath to rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And let's go ahead and say this together. We're going to be doing affirmations and prayers together concerning what we need to do these mini scenarios for tonight together, because you're going to see a bigger difference and change in the challenges you're facing as we're going to attack them tonight together. So let's say this together. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because I am a tither.
Because I am a tither.
God has opened the windows of heaven.
God has opened the windows of heaven.
And continues.
And continues
to flood me.
To flood me
with blessings.
With blessings.
And he has rebuked.
And he has rebuked
the devourer from me.
The devourer from me.
My family.
My family.
And all that pertains to me.
And all that pertains to me.
Amen. So there's different types and purposes of the scenarios, and There's tactical warfare when someone's got something acute happening and severe pain. They need to take care of it immediately. But the mini scenarios is a strategic warfare that we decide. We decide when we're going to hit the devil. Praying each step together has an explosive synergistic effect because jointly they form a mighty weapon which defeats the attacks of the enemy and causes you to overcome all challenges. So write down whatever challenges you are still facing. Is it needing to pay off some debts? Is it needing to increase your funds? Is it needing to have greater manifestation of what you believe that you've received by faith for your healing? Is it a legal battle? Is it needing a new place to live, needing a new car, wanting to get a new job, better relationships, whatever it is, write that down. And we're going to go after some of these things today. If you need wisdom and direction, write that down. We're going to address every scenario that you might be attacked in, okay? So praying each step together has that explosive, think about it, lightning storm.
There you go.
Explosive synergistic effect. You are going to be annihilating the enemy when you increase the amount of frequency, but you're also going to increase in who you are in Christ Jesus as you think about that visual of the great dunamis dynamite resurrection power inside of you, that we are going to stand stronger in our authority, stronger in our dominion, and we're going to show the devil that we are not backing down. Amen. And when we jointly do this together, okay, all of what's in that mini scenario, it is a mighty weapon which defeats the attacks of the enemy and causes you to overcome those challenges. So as you're doing them, think about the power of it. Don't just do it like a parent, just, you know, reciting it. No, you're going to have that in mind of really doing warfare. The power of doing these mini scenarios all together far exceeds the total power of doing them separately at different times during the day. So together they form this amazing weapon against the enemy. So endeavor not to skip a step and do all the steps together in the same session, regardless of the sequence. So you can't, you know, do the worship first, you know, and you have to do maybe communion first because you want to do it with the elements before you leave the house. But while you're in the car, you could still be doing the rest of it, something like that. Okay. So the mini scenario, who are they for? Believers who do not have a lot of time in their schedule to dedicate to spiritual warfare. But you listen, if the devil's pouncing on you, you need to counterpunch it. Don't just let him get away with that stuff. You need to immediately address it, because if not, then, you know, seven worse are going to come. That means eight of them are going to be attacking you. Get it as soon as something is happening. Try to take care of it as soon as possible. If you have to interrupt your day, that's very important to do so you don't have any more. If you have a mistake that you find that was made, and you say, I'm going to pray about it later tonight, I guarantee you, you're probably going to make at least one or more mistakes. Why? Because you didn't stop that demon. And it's going to keep affecting the person to make more and more mistakes. And sometimes it gets bigger and worse and worse and worse. Okay? Say someone fell down. Oh, I'll address it tonight in prayer. They might fall down again. It might be worse next time. So whatever's going on, you hit the devil hard as soon as you can do it. People at work always tell you, say, I need to take a bathroom break. Listen, no one can deny you have a bathroom break at work. And when you're in the bathroom, you whisper and you do these mini scenarios and you do the 1 minute version, it is going to stop the devil from attacking you. You have a hard day. Say someone is just very emotionally distraught because something happened. Take a break. Go address it. Someone's coming against you at work, harassing you. Someone's trying to steal your work or put you down or whatever it is. Take a break to go CRB, forgive them, establish the kingdom of God. And it's important to not procrastinate because the devil's going to take more advantage and just keep attacking and attacking and attacking. The devil loves to kick people who are down. Don't go down. Stand strong in your faith. Mini scenario are for believers who do not have a lot of time. You know, people who are very occupied are the ones that sometimes cannot hear the voice of God clearly because you're focused on other stuff. So you need to do this frequently so that you can be more in tune with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Believers who have serious or painful challenges, but which are not life-threatening, you need to do this on a regular basis. If your spouse is incapable of doing these mini scenarios for themselves or by themselves because they're very challenged, then when you do it for you, you need to say, my spouse and I, in every one of these scenarios, okay? Believers who received a doctor's diagnosis that he or she only has 3 or more months to live, you need to be doing this on a regular basis, coming against that diagnosis. First of all, cancel, make null and void any negative things you have heard over yourself. Believers who are responding to specific challenges by modifying the scenario steps. So why is it important to do mini scenarios? It keeps you protected because it is spiritual warfare against the attacks of the devil. It keeps you in the kingdom of God. When you're outside the kingdom of God, guess what happens? All the curses are there. When it rains, terrible things that are happening on the, you know, unbelievers, it also rains on the believers. And if the unbeliever is out there in the zone where he can be or she be attacked by demons, devils, and evil spirits, and we believers who are under the kingdom of God umbrella, we then have that protection and provision where we are constantly either confessing our sins or dealing with unaware sins and establishing the kingdom of God around us, in us, on us, and around us in Jesus' name. Those of you that haven't taken Healing School 1, 2, or 3 yet, this is important. Graduate school students are learning what's happening in the end times and what is going to be happening. But I'm going to tell you something. If you are not doing mini scenarios on a regular basis, if you are not doing everything that is in the Morning Miracle book, if you're not waking up at Awake 633, or whatever time you wake up, say you wake up at 4 a.m. to go to work, do everything in all 12 of those chapters and do those affirmations and prayers. This is like a super fast track to healing school that you need to overcome. Because if you don't know how to deal with what's happening, if you can't hear the voice of God clearly, it doesn't matter what you know if you don't know how to overcome it. We're teaching you how to overcome on Wednesday nights. We are teaching you through the Morning Miracle book and Awake 633 to make that part of your daily lifestyle because there's power in it because the Holy Spirit instructed us to do it. And when you pray in tongues for an hour with a triple triumphant prayer method, you are doing a triple damage to the enemy and having triple acceleration of the manifestation of the prayers that you need. So those of you that haven't had that training, The Bible says to bind up. So say, I bind up demons, devils, and evil spirits. You cannot affect me in any way, shape, or form. And I establish the kingdom of God over myself, in me, on me, and around me. And the angels of God protect me. And the will of my heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is a summary of what you can do, not being a healing school graduate, and still be able to protect yourself. Because I did all those prayers before I even came to ABC, and it really works. So many scenarios keeps the anointing strong to break yokes of bondage. It keeps you operating in the mind of Christ to hear the Holy Spirit's voice clearly, because when people make mistakes, they're not operating the mind of Christ. And when there's confusion, the mind of Christ is not operating. Why? Because demons, devils, and evil spirits are bombarding that person with mind control. So don't cast demons out if you don't know how to do that successfully and keep them out, which is what we teach in semesters 2 and especially semesters 3. But you can bind up demons, devils, and evil spirits and command them to stop affecting you. You can cast them out of your home or work area or car or wherever you go, but not out of yourself until you learn how to do that. The many scenarios keeps you from having too long of a gap since the last time you prayed, so the devil cannot sneak in without you realizing it. So if you keep bombarding the devil every time you do a mini scenario, it's going to be harder for him to retaliate or come back at you. Okay. So we are going to do this together. So anybody that has any sins, go ahead and confess them. And anyone that is unaware of sins, we are going to do that together. We'll do it in this version, since this is the version that we have on this outline, which was previous to what we say now. But have a couple of minutes, those of you that might need to confess any sins. Okay, let's move forward and repeat with me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
Since the last time I confessed.
Since the last time I confessed.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Please fall fresh.
Please fall fresh.
And rest upon me.
And rest upon
me. As it says in Isaiah 11, verse 2.
It says in Isaiah 11, verse 2.
And let's add, and thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
Amen. And I will revise this afterwards. So let's just sing an a cappella song. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Touch my hands, my mouth, and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let's speak in tongues for just a minute or so. You don't speak in tongues, just go ahead and try to practice. God will help you with it. Yara Mahashana Mahakara Kadi Yara Bama Mahashana Okay, those of you that have any blood sugar or diabetic challenges can repeat this with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
my blood cells receive and process.
My blood cells receive and process
sugar properly.
Sugar properly.
My pancreas.
My pancreas.
If you have any body parts that need to be healed, go ahead and say your back, your stomach, your legs. If you need an overhaul, say my whole body. So has been healed.
Has been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
And let's say, if you have a spouse or family, we're going to say my spouse and family. My spouse,
family,
and I
have been healed
by the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
My spouse, family, and I have the mind of Christ.
Have the mind of Christ.
And our brain
and mind
functions well. In the name of Jesus. God has made
the words of our mouth
and meditations of our heart
pleasing to him
and my spouse
family and me
In the name of Jesus.
God has not given us
the spirit of fear.
Nor confusion.
That's sad. Because we are fearless.
Because we are fearless.
And full of God's faith. And we have God's power. The dunamis dynamite. Resurrection power.
Of God.
And we have perfect love
that casts out all fear
and a sound mind and this also applies for my spouse
family and me
So if you don't have a spouse, don't say that part. Okay. In the name of Jesus the Holy Spirit helps us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit And for my spouse,
family, and me,
we walk in God's love,
joy,
peace, patience, gentleness,
goodness,
faith,
humility,
and self-control. My God supplies
all of our needs
according to his riches
in glory
through Christ Jesus for my spouse
family and me
and the needs that have been supplied
are the following
and name those out that are on your list. Okay, let's move forward. In the name of Jesus. My spouse, family, and I
are led
by the Spirit of God. And he guides us
to make perfect decisions
in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. God keeps us
in perfect peace
and our mind
Stayed on him
for my spouse,
family and me.
In the name of Jesus, my spouse,
family and me
are set free
from the snares
of the devil. And that includes name it, like the legal battle that we've been facing, the lack of money for XYZ, that we've been set free from, false accusations, whatever it is, go ahead and speak that over yourself and make it in the positive form. You've been set free of it. Okay. And now say, and I agree with all ABCers
in Jesus' name.
And I thank you, Lord, that God's angels
are hastening to perform his word
quickly
for all of us.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. And now why are we focusing this on 2 weeks in a row? Because we actually are doing it together and bombing the enemy and annihilating and eliminating those challenges together. People are still going through a lot of challenges. We've been getting a lot of phone calls. So we're doing this as a spiritual warfare exercise in unity. And I believe that you're going to find a lot more results and some advances that we're going to be going through. So let's go to do communion, and I'm going to unmute Susan and Sharon Crane. And Pastor James, you want to do the 20 affirmations afterwards?
Sure. Of course.
And since we've just established the kingdom of God and done our USPs, then we could just move forward right into communion, girls. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead when you're ready, Sharon.
USP?
We don't need to do it since we just did that in our mini scenarios.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the night in which you were betrayed, you took bread. And when you had given thanks, you broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said from John 6:48, "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Praise God. In the name of Jesus, when we eat your body, we eat your flesh. When we eat your flesh, we eat the living bread, and we declare that we shall never die. In the name of Jesus, we now receive this precious body of Jesus, broken for us, and we declare that we have been healed, restored, rejuvenated, and we shall never die. We shall be alive and remaining in faith until we are raptured and caught up with you in the clouds to be with you forever. We declare we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24. In Jesus' name, let us partake together.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. After the supper, my Lord Jesus also took the cup, saying, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." We thank you, Lord, that we are one of the many who accept this covenant of blood. You provide the blood, and we receive this covenant by providing our bodies, not as a sacrifice of death, but as a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12:1, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. We choose to die to self, but to live for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we drink this blood, we remind our Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if we eat his body, which we just did, and if we drink his blood, which we are about to do, then we shall never die, but we shall live forever. Lord Jesus, we shall be alive and be remaining in faith when you return. And we shall be given a fully glorified body, and we shall put on immortality. We now drink your precious life-saving blood. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And we believe in receiving
your blood and the life that's in your blood as we partake. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We agree in Jesus.
Thank you. Very good, girls.
Yeah. Thank you. Beautiful communion, Sharon and Susan. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, I really believe that it's been a really special day today for a lot of people. And the angels of God have been operating, and we're going to be doing our affirmations. And then afterwards, I just want to go right into an impartation that God wants you to receive. Okay.
Okay, great. So repeat after me. I repeat what say with me, please. We've been healed by stripes of Jesus. Ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in tongues for a while.
Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come to you now, Lord, and I decree that everybody here tonight or who watches in the future is free from all yokes of bondage, of sickness, of lack, of pain, of fear, of distress, of anxiety, of any and every challenge the devil's throwing at them, that they are now free of it in Jesus' name. And they hear the voice of our God clearly, and they discern from the voice of our God clearly. And as they discern that voice clearly, they go with boldness and confidence in everything they do to be a light to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, also for a spirit of comfort for those that have been grieving. I thank you, Lord, that you're the balm of Gilead. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are restoring the joy of our salvation to many people, that there might be people grieving the loss of a loved one, and there are others that might be grieving because of goals that did not come into being yet. I thank you, Lord, for helping to restore hope to those that had a challenge of hopelessness, encouragement to those that had a challenge of discouragement. I thank you, Lord God, for rejuvenating those that had a challenge of being tired or weary. And I thank you, Lord God, for embracing in a loving manner those that felt challenged to be lonely or just lost in a myriad of challenges and struggles. I just thank you, Lord, that you are always there for us, Jehovah Shammah. I just thank you, Lord, for that wonderful embrace to each person tonight, just to show them how much you love each of them. In Jesus' name, let's just raise our hands to the Lord and receive what he wants us to have right now and just soak in his presence in some silence. Who senses the angels of God that are ministering to the heirs of salvation right now, wherever you're at and in every home? Put a one in the chat if you do. Hallelujah. It's very strong. Very strong. They're in your home. They're wherever you're at right now. And they are there to minister for you. They are bringing you the answers that you need. They are bringing to you what the Heavenly Father wants you to have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's very strong. Very strong. Thank you, Lord. Wow. It's like a blanket. It's like a heavy blanket of anointing. And they're going to every person in your home. Hallelujah. I see them going throughout your house. I see them getting things that you need. Hallelujah. See the Holy Spirit ministering to every person. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the angels of God who are ministering to everyone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay. I'll close in prayer now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for this anointing going forth to bless every person, to receive everything that you have for them. As they come here on a Wednesday night to minister to you, Lord, and to be blessed by you, we thank you that you satisfy all the desires of their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How many received some kind of blessing tonight? I received something too tonight. Put the number two. I received a blessing too. Number two. Put in the chat or raise your hand. Either one. Hallelujah. You could just let us know. Go ahead and unmute if you want to just let us know. Hallelujah. As well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody want to share anything special that you would like to share what the Lord did for you tonight? Some people are shy tonight, but they received.
Yeah.
That's okay. Amen. I literally saw a multitude of angels just going in every home, in every room. And I just kept hearing the words, ministering to the heirs of salvation. Amen. Josephine? Welcome to Overcomers again. Nice to see you again.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm emotional. All day today, I've been just in tears all day today, just in tears, because just getting hit left and right. But I know that God is God, period. And despite it all, God is God. And today, this evening, when you invited me on tonight, I just felt his presence so heavy and so profound. And I felt the releasing of power in my hands. My hands, my palms were just getting heavier and heavier and heavier, as I know he was releasing the provisions that I am in need of. My hands were just getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And they're still getting heavy now as I'm speaking. Mm-hmm. And they're red, and I'm feeling electricity all through them. And it's just this blessed assurance that it's just this mm-hmm. overwhelming assurance that I have.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you,
God.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I think we just need to praise the Lord.
Let's do it.
Let's do seven times. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever.
Yes.
I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. One more. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's such a heavy anointing. Such a heavy anointing.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you,
Jesus. God's doing something wonderful tonight.
Cool on my dish.
Really wonderful. I wouldn't be surprised if miracles are occurring right now. That's how heavy the glory is.
Mm-hmm.
Not just healings. Every healing imaginable can be received right now. But also miracles that only God can intervene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Miracles happening right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We receive whatever you have for us, Lord. We receive in Jesus' name. I believe and I receive. I believe and I receive. We believe and we receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, to me. Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord, to me. Jesus, Lord, to me. Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord, to me. Jesus is here. Thank you, Jesus. We just worship you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now don't speak in tongues. Don't speak in tongues now. Let's just listen to what Jesus has to say to us, okay? We're going to listen with our ears. Tongues is when you're praying out. Now you're going to receive from him. Just be in that receiving mode now, okay? And I believe Jesus wants to speak to you, so we need to listen. Our good shepherd wants to speak to us. And he's there with you now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, thank you for coming and visiting us today. Thank you so much. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify your holy name. Glory. Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Josephine, are you going to be able to make it next Wednesday?
Yes, I'll be here.
Would you be on us and do the communion body on the next Wednesday?
Yes, it'll be my honor.
Okay. And Denise, would you be on us and do the blood next Wednesday?
Yes.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Matthew, why don't you close us out in prayer, would you please? And then we'll... Everybody say goodbye to everybody.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for your amazing love towards us, a love that has given us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness so that we can live the way that you've called us to live and be victorious in our lives. And we thank you, Father, that you've given us the tools of your word, of faith, of our words that we can speak when we speak your words. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, for your presence with us tonight and for setting us free. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We agree. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thanks for that beautiful prayer. Peter, is your hand still up from before, or would you like to share something?
I have a technical Zoom question that I'd like to ask you. So that can be later. You can go ahead and dismiss people, or we can talk on the phone.
And we'll call you after.
Okay.
All right, because I don't want to break this anointing. I think people are just going to go off.
It is saturated.
And keep soaking, keep saturating, and have a beautiful, sweet sleep in Jesus, and wake up refreshed, renewed, and restored in Jesus' name. Amen.